What is he thinking? Does he like me? What is he thinking? Why'd he do that? What is he thinking? I want answers. What is he thinking? You are now listening to the podcast that has the answers you need for your love life to succeed. This is
What Is He Thinking?
And now, your host, Alexander B. Stevens.
Episode number 3. Episode number 43 overall. Let's get active.
What's going on? This is Alexander B. Stevens. You're listening to the What Is He Thinking podcast. This is a Ask Alex episode. Today I have assistants. It's me and JT. How you doing, sir?
What's going on? Good.
Not only JT, but I got Carl in the building. Carl, do you read me?
I hear you loud and clear, man.
That's right. That's right. But Carl and JT, we're doing some heavy lifting, so we need a fourth man. Reyes J, what's going on?
Nothing much, Mr. Stevens.
Let's go. Let's go. All right. So let's go ahead and get to the question. All four of us are married. I'm the newlywed.
And
Reyes has been married for, 17 years now?
Yes, sir.
So, but we're going to have to pretend we're not married. We're going to have to go back to our single minds. Or, of course, we all have single friends, right? So we can just speak for them in the instance of answering these questions. So let's go ahead and get into it.
Disclaimer: the views and opinions of the guest and co-host on this podcast are their own and do not necessarily represent the views and thoughts of Alexander B. Stevens, unless they are explicitly endorsed or echoed by the host.
Girl, you better ask Alex.
As a single person, and let's say you're single and childless yourself, could you seriously date and marry a woman with multiple young children at your current point in life, at this point in life, our current age, or could you when you were 25? Either one. So, could you date and marry a woman? Could you take a woman seriously if she had multiple young children at this point in life when we're knocking on 40 or over the age of 40, or back when you were fresh out of college?
Disclaimer: this podcast is more interested in telling you the truth than telling you what you want to hear just to make you feel good. If you want to grow, you're listening to the right show.
JT, what do you think?
I got to be first with this one. All right. at my big age, multiple young children stop. And I say that not because of the kids. For me, it's more as a father still around, right? Because like a father will always be part of her life. I mean, if he chooses to be involved with the kids, right? So I got to factor that in as an extra part of any relationship I'm going to have with her. You know, kids are fine. And then I guess to take it further, how many fathers are we talking about? You know, she have two or three kids with one ex? Is it three different baby daddies? Like, that's a whole,
there you go,
whole different piece.
Is it an ex-husband? Is it a one-night stand?
Is it two? Is it three?
Yeah, yeah. So those are all factors for me. But if it was just about the kids, I think I have a different appreciation for children. And if they're young, you can kind of, not to be weird, you can kind of make your imprint on kind of raising them versus teenagers or something. So that part of it could be doable. That woman has to be phenomenal because like that's the extra baggage you got to add to that relationship. But
phenomenal. Yeah.
Yeah.
Reyes, what do you think?
Well, I'm just like JT. I do need just a little bit more context. You know, we're talking about you got three kids by three different dads. So am I going to have to deal with each one of those guys? Are they still alive? You know what I mean? But the main part that got me, like at age 40, no, I couldn't date it. At age 25, I might be able to. And the main thing is the young part. At age 40, I know how what it's like when you got to deal with a young child. So we just say if it's a toddler or they're still wearing diapers and stuff like that. I just don't want to go through that stuff again. You know what I mean? Like, not saying it's great, but at 40, I just can't do it. I don't want to do it. Not saying that the children ain't wonderful or anything like that. But if they're teenagers, yeah, it wouldn't bother me as much, I guess to say. But yeah, I would need just a tad bit more context to that question. If three different guys didn't want you, or if three different guys dipped out on you, you know.
This is.
This guy, what is wrong with you is almost is what I got to start getting. I guess I'm trying to get around to.
Yeah.
And I'll say, God forbid I quote some bad people, but how young we talking, right?
How young we talking?
How young are you? Age is nothing but a number. Anyway.
No, my main thought here is, I think going back to the question, how I read the question is, if I was single and I am this age with no kids at this point in my life, almost 40, I probably assume I don't even want kids at this point, right? So that may be on my criteria with the woman. Like, hey, if I'm trying to be in the dating pool, I likely at this age don't want to have kids and start to, you know, that stage of my life at this age. The other thing too was just thinking about it. If, let's say, I met this woman, we really hit it off, and then, you know, I grew into the relationship and then met the kids. At that point, I'm invested in the relationship. Me and the woman have built something. I want to continue. Then there's a possibility. But for the most part, it would not be in my criteria to be looking for a lady with young kids. I won't pile on the points JT and Reyes already made about the man still going to be present some way, somehow, whether physically being there or emotionally. Every time she looks at these kids, she's going to have a reminder of this other guy, right? So that's going to be a presence.
Looks just like their ex. You know what I'm saying?
Acts just like him, you know, reminders every day, everywhere. So I would say it would not be my first choice. I'd say, looking back, I say 25-year-old Carl, would I be more willing? I'd say probably, like the other gentleman said, it all depends on where we are in the relationship. But I think at 40, I would assume that if I was single to this point, nothing wrong with me, no kids. I'm not trying to jump in there in that stage with somebody else's kids.
But the flip side to that is, like, say you are 40 years old and that you always wanted kids, you just never had the chance to or really found the right woman, and then you meet this chick, you know, who already has kids. Would you be more prone to date her because you'd be like, man, I'm 40 years old, I always wanted kids, she has kids, so would you be more prone to be like, let me try this?
I'll say nothing's absolute, right? It depends on the dads, but nothing's absolute. Like, you know, like you said, you can fall in love with these kids and be like, okay, hey, I could overlook whatever inconveniences in my life about, you know, the baby daddy couldn't come pick them up or whatever. And I think the main point here is the connection I made with the woman, right? I think my primary person I'm looking for going into a relationship is the woman, right? So if the kids are a byproduct of that and it's something I could live with just based on how things have gone, then yeah, maybe. But my thought, just being honest with y'all, just being real, I would not be excited about raising somebody else's kids, just being truthful.
You know? No, you don't even have to apologize for that.
Yeah,
I appreciate the honesty.
Yeah. Yeah. We're on the same page. I just thought about it from a financial standpoint. Like, we know dating is expensive. Realize I'm going to incur costs by dating. But now if I have like four people, that's a whole different budget that I'm now having to deal with. And if I want a long term, now I'm concerned about their future and we got to go to practice and we got to do this and we want to talk about college. Budget. Like,
right. You just added four people. You just blew your budget out the water.
Need a second job. I mean, you know, like.
Yeah.
So I guess it ain't going to matter since the kids are there. If you're working your second job, you ain't never going to see them. So, you know.
Yeah, you're the benefactor. You're the sponsor. Yeah, you show up on Saturday for 3 hours and you're gone the rest of the time. Oh, Alexander B., could you seriously date and marry a woman with multiple young children?
No. Here we go.
No, I could not. But first of all, multiple sounds like multiple. It doesn't sound like one or two. It sounds like at least three. Is that a fair assumption, fellas? Multiple
That's
sounds like at least like. Three.
That's, like.
That's the assumption I made.
So if there are multiple young, no, for multiple reasons. One, I myself want to have multiple children. So if I'm with a woman that already has multiple children, I got a decent job, but I'm not the CEO of Microsoft. You know what I'm saying? I can't afford for 6-7 kids. You know what I'm saying? So do I have to throw away my lifelong dream of having my own biological kids because you came in with 3 or 4 already because you made bad dating decisions in your past and picked wrong? No, not going to do that. And then multiple young children. We were already brought up, do they have the same dad or not? Let's assume they have the same dad, because if they don't have the same dad and they're young, then this is a reckless woman. You know what I'm saying? So I don't want to date you because of that. You got a 2, 3, and a 4-year-old by 3 different dudes, but you want to give me a 90-day rule. If you don't get out of here, you know what I'm saying?
You better get out of here.
Now you done found God before I date you. Anybody could get it back in the day now. But yeah, with multiple young, that kind of makes me think, if the father's still alive, that there's an instinct that you might want to get back with him. You know what I'm saying? Like, the relationship is not that old. The kids are 13, 14, and 16. Then you've not been with the father for over a decade or whatnot. then maybe, I guess. But if they're young, then that relationship is kind of too new. So I wouldn't want to do that. You guys talked about number of fathers and in a wedlock, out of wedlock, things of that nature. And relationships are hard enough. I'm not trying to volunteer for more complications. You know what I mean? So, no.
Seriously, that's what it is.
Seriously can't date a woman with multiple young children at any point in my life. My rule was, first, I didn't date. Of course, I'm married now, but back when I was dating and whatnot, didn't date women with children at all. Then I kind of amended that to, I'm okay with one kid. But then after doing that for about 3 or 4 years, I kind of went back to zero because it's a gigantic headache. Like planning a date is equivalent to planning a space shuttle launch. You know what I'm saying? There's so many moving parts. You got to make sure the babysitter, like my love life is dependent on the whims of a babysitter. What is that about? You know what I'm saying? You got to make sure the babysitter is available. The kid's not sick. How long are you going to date the woman until you're going to start paying the babysitter instead of she's paying the babysitter? Bro. That's more expenses. You know what I mean?
Like, why are we going to Burger King with coupons? Because I had to pay for the babysitter. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know, you want to go to Chez Franze, but, but instead, pockets. That's what we had to eat. You know what I'm saying? Don't call me cheap. I had to pay for this babysitter. You feel me? So, just a lot of complications. So I'm not saying that women who are single and have multiple young children are inherently bad, but in general, men are not jumping over the moon to try to date you seriously. Now, there are some men that will, oh, well, she obviously puts out, so let me get in line so I can get my turn on the ride. You know what I'm saying? You'll definitely have them type of men, but you definitely want to avoid them.
But that's the advertisement you put out. You got 3 kids, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, so it's obviously you are screwing.
Let's take the Nick Cannons out of the equation, right? Like,
that's all cool. Right, future. All right.
But you got the Antonio Cromartie's of the world, too. Like, the flip side, I wouldn't do that either. Like, if I was a woman, I'm not trying to date a dude with multiple kids. I think it goes both ways. Like,
right.
That would make me pause.
No, I hear you on that. That one too. And that leads us into the next question on our docket.
If you are listening to us on your favorite podcast platform, please check us out and subscribe to our YouTube page at youtube.com/@whatishethinking. There, you will find additional content that you won't find anywhere else. Now, back to the show.
Girl, you better ask Alex.
It seems that men who don't have kids in general don't really want to date women with kids, but women are more accepting of dating a man who has kids. A, do you agree with this statement? B, if so, why do you think that is? That men resist dating single parents more than women do.
I think I'll jump into this one first. I think my thought is, I might approach this a little bit differently. I think it's about where that person is in life and what their options are, man. If you are a 25-year-old young lady, recent college grad, decent job, knowledge that she's got some time to live, she's probably not going to pick young boy NBA to date because he's got 10 kids under age 22 or whatnot, or a Nick Cannon type. Because, you know, she's not at the point where she has to make any kind of rash or rush decisions. Whereas fast forward 20 years, lived a different life, things didn't quite pan out the way they were planned to be. You might be a bit more willing to accept somebody who comes with some baggage in the form of kids, right? I think the same thing might go for guys, but not to the same extent. I think we're just kind of wired to resist having to take care of somebody else's offspring. Just being honest, just rules of nature. Whereas looking at the same rules of nature, women are naturally more nurturing, right?
Yeah, that's their natural thing. That's what I was thinking. Exactly.
Right.
What I was
thinking. So that's how I see it.
And a side note, just on this Nick Cannon thing, he's still getting people to sign up. I mean,
the list is long, right?
Yeah, it's getting longer.
Line forms.
He got money. He got money, though. I mean, that is the automatic. And I mean, we all hopefully do well enough for ourselves, but like we know there's a difference between billionaires and millionaires kind of situation, right? But yeah, the one thing I was definitely thinking the same lines as Carl. The one difference I think with women too is 9 times out of 10, women get custody of the kids. If a guy has multiple children, they're usually with the woman. So a woman can date a dude and really not deal with the kids because they're with the mom. Whereas a guy dating a woman, those kids gonna be there. Like, that's gonna be part of it.
Yes, yes. That's definitely facts. Reyes, what do you think?
Again, it comes down to generally, but I do agree with, I was thinking what Carl said, that just naturally women are just the nurturing type. It's inherent that most of them, I'm not gonna generalize them, but most of them wanna be mothers, or that natural thing is already implanted inside of them. Whereas the fathers, not so much. Not so much. But I just usually think men don't want to date no woman with kids. You know, I want to have my own kids. But some kind of guys, they just look at it, I don't want those problems. So yep. I'd rather create my own problems.
if there's going to be any problems, I want to be the one to create them, not outside of my own hands. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So,
you know, like that. Why you come back sweaty every time you drop off the kids, honey? Oh, I'm just at the workout. Okay. Why is your wig backwards? Oh, it fell. Why do you smell like brute every time you come? every time you come back from dropping off the kids?
I'm divorcing you. If you come back smelling like brute, I'm divorcing you right there. Because what kind of bums are you messing with that wear brute?
Alex's point earlier, you as a woman, if you're dealing with a dude that's wearing brute, there's a problem. Your judgment is way off.
Oh, God. I mean, God, what kind of bum is this? You know what I mean?
What was that Eddie Murphy line? Like, just Brute by Fabergé or something? I'm going to go find that.
Brute, man. That was old school, man. I don't know why.
And I really have to just look at it like, hey, you are really trying me right now. You know what I mean? Like, you come in here smelling like Brute. I could have at least took the old school curve. You know what I mean?
Yeah. At least...
I thought he was going to say smell like aftershave something. Bruce.
You know what I mean?
Oh, man.
Cool water.
Oh, man.
But no, Carl made a good point. I mean, I think, Alex, you know I hate generalizations when it comes to gender and stuff. We be beefing on that all the time. But I think men are very much hardwired like lions, right? You know, like a new lion takes over pride. I mean, I'm not killing kids. I'm not advocating for murdering children. But I'm saying like they're getting rid of those because they want their own progeny. And I think men feel that way. Like, cool, I'll make kids. I don't want to have replacement kids. You know, it's a difference.
But that's the perfect thing, because when you got your own, you don't hear the excuse, you know, you're not my dad. You can't do nothing with me or anything like that. You know what I mean?
It's one of my nightmares of if I would have stayed with one of these women with kids and I was trying to discipline, you're not my real daddy. And then I just wake up in jail because I don't know what happened.
Say, pause the podcast.
I don't know what happened. Know.
This can't be admissible in court.
Delete.
Oh, boy. So, you fellas have all made some good points. Let me throw my 3 cents in the ring here. Why are women more accepting of dating single fathers than the vice versa? Y'all brought up the point of most of the time the kids are going to be the woman. So, if a woman dates a single father, she's going to see the kid 5 times a month, 5 days a month. While in the reverse, the kid's going to be there almost all the time. That plays a role. And y'all kind of alluded to it, but didn't exactly knock this on the head. So I'll just say it.
Come on.
The financial obligation is different on either side of the spectrum. You know what I mean? Basically, when a man dates a woman with kids, he's expected to financially support those kids to some level. Is that fair? Should she be getting child support? We live in reality, not in Shouldville. You know what I'm saying? His money is going to be spent on somebody else's kids. But is the woman's money going to be spent on his kids if she dates a single father? Not nearly at the same proportion, if at all. So why should she care? You know what I'm saying? Her money's still going to be her money. His money's still going to be our money. Y'all heard that before, right? My money is my money and your money is our money. So,
unless you name one of Nick Cannon's baby mamas, then you know.
So you definitely have that going on, which makes it a difference between men and women and who dates a single parent or whatnot. And another thing that no one's really brought up that might just take this conversation in a completely different direction is... There's a dating theory out here that I feel is true, that women tend to like pre-selected men when it comes to their dating choices. And men don't necessarily care if the woman they're with is pre-selected. What does that mean? Pre-selected is in how many other people want them. You know what I'm saying? If a man has a bunch of kids, obviously a lot of women deemed him worthy of impregnating him. If a man's married, obviously he's valuable enough to get married. So she thinks something special about him, so something must be special about him. Now I'm more interested in him. 3 years ago when he was single, I swiped left. But now that he's married, he's pre-selected by somebody else. And now this identical guy is now all of a sudden more attractive, you know what I mean? While in the
back
reverse.
Then you didn't want me.
And now I'm hot, you're all on me. But it doesn't work the other way around. Reyes doesn't give a flip if I don't think his wife is attractive. You know what I'm saying? He's not going to not date her.
If I tell him, I don't like dark-skinned women. I don't like blondes. I don't like short girls. I don't like tall.
Okay, that's you. I do. You know what I'm saying? Like, he doesn't care if the masses of people, you know, like, agree with his selection on it, his mate choice or not. But I feel like women care more about other people's opinions and, like I said, pre-selection. So why do I bring this up? Like I said, having kids is a form of pre-selection. This woman thought enough of you, loved you so much, or you're so good in the bedroom, or y'all were so close that she reproduced you inside of her. You know what I'm saying? Facsimile. So obviously this guy is better than these bums that can't even get laid. So I'd rather date him than these losers. While in the reverse, men don't think that way.
Gotcha.
Like, if I'm the only one that thinks you're cute, that's all that matters to me, and we can make this happen. You're not more appealing to me if you have a bunch of men hovering around you. Actually, it might be a minus. You know what I'm saying? So the way men and women view this is differently. So this pre-selection thing is kind of a factor as to why women are more accepting of men with kids than vice versa, on top of what we've already talked about. What do you guys think of that theory?
I think it's interesting. I've never really thought of it before, but I do know that I never really look for consensus from my buddies to date a girl. A lot of times you see your friends with this girl, like, hey man, is that really that's not the typical girl you usually date, man. But you know, he doesn't care. He's still gonna hang out. He's still gonna do what he's gonna do, you know? So it's like, I think I agree with that. I never thought about it from that angle, that there's a pre-selection or some kind of consensus from, you know, other guys or other girls in the opposite sense where, you know, hey, okay, that's a tried and true dude over there. I want him. So he must have something special because the other girl wants him too, that type of thing. I think we're just wired differently. I think in my own experience, I've never really looked for consensus. I mean, you do want, if someone's going to stick around and be a long-term option, you want your friends to like them. You want people who are in your life to like her and approve. But I think, I never thought about that angle, but it makes sense.
I hear you on that. JT, what do you think?
I have to agree. I think by and large, women will kind of look or seek approval from their friend group, from general populace. Men are most often more confident, like, all right, I'm going to go do this. If anything, I mean, yes, you like knowing that the person you choose is desired, maybe. But I want as little people to try to go hit on my wife as possible, right? Like, you know, I don't want her to be like some mud duck or something, but like, that's not how you want it to be. You kind of want it to be your little trophy and then just for your area. I think that's why women go after athletes. That's why women go after the most popular person in the classroom. Like, all those things that are like status. Men don't date off of status.
She was with Bobby, Ricky, Ronnie, Mike. She must be a great woman. I want to be next. I've never heard a guy say that. I've never heard that. Have you heard that, Reyes?
I've heard of that, but it's called something else, though. It's called the kind of locomotive type thing, you know? So
it's definitely nothing serious.
Yeah.
It's more drunken high at a party. Okay, I hear you.
Yeah, but I think, more people being attracted to you does make you more attractive. So, but that still wouldn't be a reason, like, to... Well, I guess it might be because, like I said, you got guys like Nick Cannon, Future, the guy that has the most kids, what is it, 36 by, 24 different women? So, I mean...
And that must be the modern record because wasn't it, Genghis Khan or whatever?
Oh, yeah.
Like, one-eighth of all human beings or his descendants or whatever?
Consensual partners, but yeah.
Potato, potato. You know what I'm saying? Tomato, tomato.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, I hear you on that. So we're going to bring this topic to a close.
Reminder, if you are enjoying this episode, please comment below if you are on YouTube or rate us 5 stars on Spotify or Apple Podcasts.
Girl, you better ask Alex.
I'll move on to our last question, at least for the time being. We're all married. We all have significant others. So let's check out this hypothetical situation. Your wife has a single cousin, a single sister, a single friend, and your wife is trying to help this person find a man.
Oh, man.
By any means necessary. So she's going to be the wing woman going to the club with her. She's going to the bars. She's on in these streets, not because she's trying to cheat, but she's really trying to help her sister, cousin, friend find a man.
No.
Can I finish the question? Do you feel this is appropriate? And would you like your wife doing something like this? Would you be okay with it? Or would you be like, H-E double hockey sticks now?
No.
Reyes has already put his vote in. So, JT, Carl, what you guys got?
I'm with Reyes. No. If it's a one-time thing, like, you know, you out with a friend and like, oh, okay, cool. But you're not going to play wing woman for this girl?
Every Friday. Yeah, every history? Friday.
No.
Because number one, they wouldn't like you playing wingman.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
You're getting yourself into trouble. No, I'm not. No. No.
Yeah, that says no. I mean, I think just to have some more words behind it, I'll say, you know, it's playing with fire. And my guess, too, is like, you know, your wife's married. She's single. Your wife's likely going to get some attention at these bars, man. It's going to be drinks. It's going to be temptation out there. You're throwing her into the lion's den, or she's going in there willingly, you know. And to JT's point, if it's like a 1 to 2 time thing, but if it's like her weekend job trying to get this girl married off, I would not be supportive.
You sound insecure, Carl.
I would say it's insecure. It's like, it's reality.
You know? Call me
it's
what
like,
you want to call me.
Like, yeah, you know, I like this woman. I find her attractive. You know, I find my wife attractive. So I'm going to put this attractive woman in a place with a bunch of other people. Just, I ain't going to do it.
Who's out here doing that?
Yeah, I know. This question sounds like it's a one very specific, only one person question. This is not the broad society question. You know,
it just comes down to like just married women don't do single people things. And when they do single people things, they run the risk of becoming single people that do single people. You know
what I mean? Mic drop right there. Mic drop.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to have to clip that one. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's going to be the problem. I mean,
that's why I'm still like, no.
Yeah, I couldn't even. I was trying to flower this up. I couldn't even get the question out, Reyes. No. I forbid. You know what I'm saying? He sounded like the father on Coming to America. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's not having any of it. He's not having any of it. Even understanding liberal JT was like, no. Anyway, I don't like the way I'm being painted on this podcast. What does Alexander B. think of this? I mean, I don't have anything new to say. If it's once every quarter, fine. If it's any more frequently than that, we're not, no. You know what I'm saying? Just no. Saying if you want to be on the streets, you don't need me. You definitely can't go there with my last name. You know what I'm saying? So you're going to have to go back to
hyphenated.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I'm about to say.
Yeah, yeah. If you half there and you half for the streets, then you're going to be fully for the gutter. You know what I'm saying? Well, the storm sewer would be where you sleep, not in my bed. You feel me? But to try to take this, look at this question a different way. If she really cares about this cousin, sister, friend so much, if she's trying to marry off, I would advise her to try to do it the way that people did it from the beginning of time to like 1987. Like, introduce her to your friends, you know, friends of friends. Try to do networking type introductions. You don't necessarily have to go to the club, bar, strip club and be running the streets in order to get her married off. But hey, that's just my 2 cents on it. I feel like the other fellas in this group agree. Just can't do it.
It's just about that time. It's about that time to bring another What Is He Thinking podcast episode to a close. I'd like to thank my guest hosts, Carl, JT, and Reyes. The reception's been pretty good. These conversations have been pretty good. So I'm going to keep giving the people what they want. We're going to bring these fellows back on again and answer some more of your questions next episode. This is what I need you to do. Re-listen to this episode. Send it to a friend. Make sure you implement the knowledge that you have gained from it. And if you do that, I guarantee that your tomorrow will be better than your yesterday. Until next time.
There you have it. Another captivating episode in the books. You have just listened to The Authentic Male Perspective on Dating and Relationships. If this episode resonated with you, make sure to share it with a friend and leave a comment. If you want to be on a future episode, you have a topic suggestion, or you need any clarification about anything said during this current episode, feel free to send A.B. Stevens an email at whatishethinking@gmail.com or DM the show on Instagram. What is he thinking? The podcast that is here to help you win with men. Signing off. Until we speak again.